Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
One of the good things is that there are creative ideas emerging about how you can let your little light shine in the midst of the anxiety being generated by the COVID-19 coronavirus. Lots of communities are really feeling the effects, and those in our community that are more vulnerable, like the elderly or those with respiratory issues, are feeling it more than others. Marika Groenewald is the Western Australian State Director with the Christian political party called Australian Christians. And Marika is actively encouraging a Christian response in WA to be proactive and mobilising Christian support for vulnerable people. Marika, special welcome along to 2020.
Thank you so much for having me, Neil. It's great to be chatting with you about this.
Marika, the truth is right now some people are deeply fearful in our community, and I wonder whether you've got any impression about those that you might have seen in your area in WA.
Yeah, well, look, I've been really encouraged because from the start we sort of said, look, we need to be mindful of this and we need to be careful, but we're not going to sort of give into a spirit of fear with this either. So amongst a lot of our neighbourhood watch groups here in WA, which I'm sort of part of a few of them, they've started this thing called hashtag viral kindness. So what my husband and I did yesterday is we printed off these little cards. They're kind of these little printed cards, which I'm sure you can make available on your website. And they're just saying, hello, if you are self-isolating, you know, we can help. And as Christians, you know, it's just another tangible way where we can drop something in their mailbox, share our names. You know, some people have perhaps never met a neighbour before, but share our name, share our address, just reach out and say, look, can we give you a phone call? Can we check up on you? Can we get you your mail? Can we get you some urgent supplies? Just again, being just a tangible expression of Christ's love to other people and just loving your neighbour. I think it's really back to basics, Neil.
And I guess good ideas are going to be generated from all sorts of sectors. And yes, as Christians, we can adopt some of those ideas. And if we're part of a local church, and putting it this way, a lot of local churches are going to be isolated from one another. So somehow or other, bringing this right down to the, you know, the minute in your street, in your neighbourhood, putting some good things into practice. And you've come across some of those sorts of things. And so Neighbourhood Watch has a great idea. And this is something you simply can print this off online, or you could write a note just personally, couldn't you? And you just really just a name and a locality, and this is my phone number. If you need help with picking up shopping or a friendly phone call, if you want me to post some mail for you, if there are urgent supplies, those are great ways to be able to be helpful in our communities.
It is. And, you know, for me, I think this is really an opportunity for Christians to actually show, you know what, we're there to be community-minded, we're there for people, and, you know, we don't have to feed into the fear. You know, I was chatting to my neighbour a few days ago and she was very unsure as to, you know, does she have to go out and buy all this food? Does she have to hoard, you know, this panic buying? And, you know, I just spent some time with her. We're just talking with each other and she goes, oh, you know, it's so nice to have people that can put things in perspective. And she goes, you know, as Christians, I found a lot of Christians have said that, to just remain calm, it'll be okay. And even that just put her at ease. So I think even as Christians, even if we can't do anything physical like these little postcards, just being an encouragement to someone or just going, look, no need to panic, no need to fear. Yes, we can be prepared, but there's so much stuff going around. We're happy to share food with you, happy to share supplies with you. You know, we can be kind of that, a calming voice as well to people who are perhaps panicking and being a bit fearful. So that's another way we can do it. And like you mentioned, just being creative around church services. You know, invite people to join you when you live stream, or, you know, on a Sunday, invite people to join the live stream, a neighbour or someone to say, look, there's someone sharing an encouraging word. You know, people might be more likely now to tune into something then perhaps they wouldn't have done it prior. So it's a good opportunity to reach out for sure.
And I guess dropping a note into someone's letterbox is not the same as knocking on the door and trying to force your way in to be a helper.
That's right.
Because you're giving people an option to respond. If you are lonely, yes, and loneliness is going to be one of those things for some people who are on their own, if you are lonely and you've got an offer, yes, of a chat, there might even be the building of that level of confidence in a chat in order to be able to create more of a friendship and more of a help for that person.
And, you know, people see through, you know, they can see if you're being genuine or not. And I think this is really a time where we can show, look, we're really loving people. We really love our communities. And exactly, just an opportunity to show people we're there for them regardless. It's not about, you know, rocking up with a Bible or anything like that. It's just being, you know, a tangible expression of Christ's love, which is just as important.
Hey, I've heard some great creative ideas earlier this week, and, you know, when we hear of that idea about just that little note into the letterbox, it reminds me of when I was talking to Charles Newington from Family Voice Australia, who's been talking about Anzac Day services on every street corner. So
isn't that fantastic?
There are some creative things you can plan.
It would be awesome. And just, again, creative ways that people are going, no, we're not letting this crippling fear dominate every area of our life. We're still doing things and working creative ways around this. So I think being able to do a service, or I think there was also the mention of, you know, the morning people standing on their driveway and lighting a candle as well, you know, showing sort of solidarity and respect that way. There's so many good creative things coming out. And I think what Family Voice suggested too, I mean, that to me would work well in my neighbourhood. So it's a great way. You know, things don't have to halt. They don't have to stop. People don't have to be so crippled by fear. You know, we can be creative in how we tackle this thing and, I guess, important events around it.
Talking creativity, earlier this week, of course, had David Robertson from City Bible Forum in Sydney, and he was saying that's come out of the UK, out of England, where the Church of England in the UK is, while they're going to be closing down their services because they have to, they're actually going to leave their churches open in case there are people who want to come and pray. So there's a creative way that churches can actually build community here as well. And for people who just can't be apart from their local church, as a lot of people are so really closely attached, that's another way of just getting people an opportunity to be connected.
Exactly. And look, you know, churches here might find that they could do a similar thing, you know, keep the doors open to a certain extent, allowing people to come and pray and maybe, you know, do a bit of a rostering or limit it with, you know, a few people per session. Or, you know, there are ways that we can keep our nation covered in prayer, we can keep our suburbs covered in prayer, and again, just another way of allowing things to kind of tick over instead of, you know, completely withdrawing from everything. But that's a great idea, I think.
And, of course, to reiterate, something that began last night on the 19th was the National Prayer Initiative, the joint call to prayer from church leaders all around the nation, saying at 1900 hours, pray for 19 minutes for the issues around the coronavirus. And, of course, the 19, of course, is a part of the whole coronavirus issue. So 19, but it's a prayer issue, and it is something that can captivate imaginations of people perhaps who've never taken a lot of time to pray before. It's a good initiative, and the encouragement is to pray, Marika.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? I think we've seen over the years when there are trying times in a nation, you know, people, there's still that understanding that somehow we can turn to prayer. And so I think this is another encouragement and another opportunity for us as Christians. You know, there were churches rallying and praying about the bushfires. There were people rallying and praying about the last election. And this is just another opportunity to get together. You know, as we were talking earlier, perhaps your small group or your home group would like to pray over WhatsApp. Or, you know, there's ways that we can participate still in these important events without perhaps physically gathering together. And that's something even with AC, you know, our prayer group, they pray and link each other in on WhatsApp. And so it kind of feels like everybody's still connected. You know, everybody's still linking each other in through prayer, sharing with each other, sending messages of encouragement. I guess the great thing that we do have in our favour is technology, and at times that can be a bit frustrating and challenging. But, you know, we need to use, I guess, what we've got as well, and especially prayer. If we can just keep encouraging people to prayer and not retreat, that's probably the best and most important thing we can do. And we just pray over our suburbs, pray over our nation. At the end of the day, it's all in God's hands, which is the perfect situation it can be in, to be honest.
And that technology that we or many use for their own entertainment and become very proficient with it, well, now there's a real purpose for it, and that is in the encouragement of others. So great encouragement from you, Marika. And look, I know that you'll be looking to try and mobilise people in your state, in WA, and those who are connected with Australian Christians. And when you said AC, you meant Australian Christians, and you'll be spending some time in prayer over the whole issue around coronavirus as well. But let me point people to the website, australianchristians.com.au. Marika Grunveld is the WA State Director. Marika, love your passion for the people in your state. Thanks so much for sharing these ideas with us today on 2020.
Oh, we're all in it together, Neil. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.